Hi, Caitlin. How are you? I wanted to ask you, the show is almost like it gives me the kind of idea of, I don't know if you ever watched Murder, She Wrote with Jessica Fletcher.
Ah, I love Murder, She Wrote.
That's what it's giving, where we all got together on a Monday night as a family and we would watch the show. Is that the kind of feeling that you are going for with High Potential?
Yes, exactly. I was so thrilled to be doing a show, especially coming off of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that you're not going to sit around and watch that with your kids, or you shouldn't. I definitely wanted, I mean, I exactly the same. I loved Murder, She Wrote. I watched it with my grandma every single week. And this is a show that my kids literally get excited to see when it comes out, and we all watch it together, and I'm so flattered by that. And that's like my favorite compliment, is when people stop me and they're like, "Oh, I watch it with my mom," or kids or whatever. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's been a really, really fun show to watch. We picked it up a couple of months ago, and my fiance and I have been trawling through it. One of the things I love the absolute most is Morgan's wardrobe in this show is just absolutely ridiculous. You must have so much fun putting that together.
So much fun. My costume designer, Sandra Burns, is the best and she's hilarious. And her favorite thing is like, okay, is this too much? I'm like, what are you talking about? Or sometimes she'll be like, does this look too good? And we're like, what? It's everything's ridiculous. I mean, I have like bedazzled shrimp earrings, and it was the episode where the girls were kidnapped and in the trunk. She kept going, okay, I feel like we can't go crazy with the wardrobe. Morgan's like trying to find two kidnapped girls. So here's what we did. We held up a bunch of outfits and we looked at each other and we go, the girls are in the trunk. And if it didn't pass the girls are in the trunk test, then we did. And I was like, you guys are insane. But yeah, it's super fun.
Caitlin, I don't know if you are still on X or Twitter, but I've been served the same tweet all the time. It's a Twitter thread and it reads, some of the body language Caitlin Olsen pulls off in Always Sunny in Philadelphia is really only comedically rivaled by like Bugs Bunny. And I feel you've brought that same physical comedy to the character of Morgan. And I mean, obviously, you've got your background with Groundlings and improv and all of that stuff, but that physical stuff, does it come quite naturally to you?
That's so funny. That's a huge compliment. My whole life have been inspired by women who are funny, who are not trying to look pretty. I think there's something so special about just like balls to the wall, just like throwing your body around to make people laugh. That makes me laugh so much. That's how I used to make my parents laugh. And I mean, honestly, my 12-year-old son does like the dumbest dances and it cracks me up. Like, I don't know. That's just a huge compliment. I've never gotten that comparison before. Usually it's like Big Bird or something like that, but I'll take it.
Listen, I wanted to ask. Somebody described the show to me before I started watching it as Sherlock Holmes as a single mom. And the whole thing is based around your sort of the intense mental acumen that this character of yours has. But you explain so often in the show to other characters that, like, this is an exhausting thing to have. And I sat down and I thought about it. I don't know if I would want that for me, honestly. I mean, how do you feel about having that level of engagement with the world the whole time?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because that's one of the things that's the most interesting to me. And it's a conversation I've had with my writers, which is I think we got to really lean into why this has been such a challenge for her. I mean, I know a handful of people who are neurodivergent and incredibly brilliant, and there are a lot of issues that come along with that. I don't have 160 IQ. I have a pretty average IQ, but I am a mom of two kids, and I certainly have anxiety in the middle of the night where I'm like, can't turn my brain off because I'm trying to figure out how I could have done something better or how I can help this kid through this issue that they're having. And that's exhausting. And that's just a person with an average intelligence. So, I think it's, I don't love a perfect character. I think a flawed character is so much more interesting to watch. And so I want to really dig into how this is challenging for her a little bit more.
Caitlin, with your background in improvisational comedy and theatre and that kind of thing, do you just change the script on the fly because something's going to be quite funny and you want to put it in and see if it's going to work?
Yeah, my poor actors. This group is not used to a person who's
Yeah.
just going to say whatever comes out of her mouth. And I have to give it to them. They really are doing a good job of like going along with it because, yes, and I'm not improvising my way through all of the Morgan explaining historical facts. I can't, or math. But yes, when it comes to like just her conversations, I'm always changing it up also because I think it's more interesting to watch. I think you can kind of
Yeah.
tell when you're watching whether someone's rehearsed something 8 million times. I don't want to bore myself. So, yeah, I just throw a bunch of stuff out and then they can pick what they like best in the editing room.
Is there a specific part of Morgan's character that you feel you've brought a lot of yourself to?
Yeah, the fact that she's a smart ass. I think I love the banter with Karadec where I'm kind of making fun of him in a very like teasing, gentle way. That's just fun to me. And that sort of like brother sister poking is fun and interesting to me. I mean, it's written, but like the stuff with the kids, that's really important to me to get that authentically correct. I love that the heart of the show is watching her with her children.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to show that that's the one place where she can put everything, like let her hair down and really be herself at home. And she doesn't have any walls up there. She just wants to be a good mom, and she's going to mess up, and she's going to admit that she messed up. So that stuff is, yeah, that's important to me as well. So,
Yeah. As a mom, it's been amazing for me to watch that relationship with Ava and Elliot and Chloe. I love it, absolutely love it. Thank you so much for making the time to chat to us about Heart Potential. I'm so excited for the second season, Caitlin. And
thank
go
you.
Eagles!
Yeah, go
Go
Birds! That's
Eagles, and good
right.
luck for Wrexham. I see you're sitting third at
Thank
the
you.
moment. Automatic
See,
promotion would be great. So good luck to both of you.
that would be amazing. No playoffs, please. Just
Yes.
automatic promotion.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.